Okay. All right, this week we're learning Chav Peis and Chav Gimel. We get now to Pratim. We dealt with the Klolim, for the most part, of Simon Kol Chav Dalet, with the Klolim of Yayin Nesech. And Sib Chav Dalet, which we'll get to next week, is the Klal of Chav Dalet. We kept on talking about the Chais Darga, but the Kulis Bizman Azeh, that we'll have next week. Sib Chav Peis and Chav Gimel, two Gemaras, and is a machlokes rishonim. I don't understand the Gemara. It's very hard to learn the Shach and Taz here without knowing the machlokes rishonim that the Shach and Taz sort of assume you know. So before we begin, let me tell you what it says in the Gemara, and then we'll see how to learn the two sifim. The Gemara, to recount what we learned in Tavshin Ayin Aleph a long time ago. We learned that Negia, if a guy touches wine, the din of the Gemara is that it's Asa Bahana. Negia Yedei Dover Acher, if the guy touches it through a stick, or through anything else, so we said there's a very big difference. Negia Yedei Dover Acher Bikavana, if the guy deliberately touches it, Yedei Dover Acher, so then it's Asur, as if he touched it with his hand. There's no difference. Dina is kenaga biyada. However, if it's belay kavana, if a guy touches ayde davaracha belay kavana, so then that's mutter b'shtia. Then it goes to the other extreme, and it's totally mutter. We had the case of that I mentioned of a person climbing down a tree. A guy for some reason picked the lulav, and he's climbing down the tree. As he's climbing down, the end of the lulav touches the yid's wine. It's the gear shaloi bekavare de davar acher. So that's mutter. That's something we're going to have in Yitz Hashem in Sifchav Dalet. So that's the rule of Nikiyai de davar acher. Now, the case here is we're dealing with today, both cases, are cases of barrels that broke, and a guy came to save the wine he's pouring out of the barrel. And a guy came to be matzil. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says that if a barrel splits la'arka, the barrel is standing, it's taller than it is wide. A normal barrel, the way you see pictures of wooden barrels with the metal rings around them, a wooden barrel is standing. It doesn't have to be wood. A barrel is standing. If it gets a split la'arka downwards, so in order to prevent the wine from spilling out, what do you have to do? You have to hug the barrel. Hold it tight until someone comes and helps you. Otherwise, you'd be holding it forever. But you hold the barrel tight and you hold it together. Okay, that's nistak la'orka. Nistak la'rochba, if you've got to split across the width, so that's easier. You just press the top down and that keeps the barrel together. So the Gemara there says a chiddush, which this chiddush is not a subject of a machlokes, that when you press it down from the top, that has no chashivas. That's what the Gemara calls maisa levena ba'alma, just putting a weight on top of it, and that doesn't do anything to the wine. The Gemara's discussion is when it splits la'arka, splits down, and the guy is hugging it in order to be able to hold it together. So what exactly took place in Lomdis? What is going on here that's the Shaila? The guy didn't touch the wine. The wine spilled out, probably spilled on him, but we're not drinking the wine that spilled out. The fact he saved it is not a problem. That itself is not an issue. The fact is he's holding the barrel together to hold the wine. That's a good question, and that'll be part of Machlokes Rishayim. Okay? So the barrel split, and he hugs the barrel to hold it together. So here there's a Machlokes Rashi on the one side, and the Ravid Shita on the other side. The Rashi here brings the Ravid. So we have Rashi Shita and the Ravid Shita, two Pshatim in the Gemara. Why? The Halacha says in the Gemara. The Halacha is that if you hold it together, it's Asa B'Shtia, Muta Bahana. It's an in-between type of Yayin Esach. Why? So Rashi Shita is that when you hold the barrel together, it's Negia Al Yedei Dover Acher. that just like if you take a stick and you touch wine, it asers. When you hold the barrel together, you're holding the wine through the walls of the barrel. That's the Gia al yedei davar acher. And what's the problem with that? Two possible answers. So that's one problem. Again, Rashi Shita is when you hold the barrel, it's the Gia de Davar Acher.
Now,
well, if it's on top, Chazak Kula Maisa Levein Abalma, it's not a Chashav Maisa. I hear that part, they don't seem to, doesn't seem to bother them. You know, the Gemara says a Kula, it doesn't seem to bother anybody. But here, that it's also when you're Chibuk, so we say it's the Gia de Davar Acher. Now, before I get to your question, the Giyai de Davar Acher, if you have your sheets, if it's Bikavana, then it asks Bahana. If it's Shalai Bikavana, it doesn't ask at all. Here we're saying it's Asr Bishtiya and Mutta Bahana. Oh, why? So Rashi says, because we know there was no Shikshuch. He's holding it all together. We know there was no Shikshuch. So we know that the Chshash Shikshuch, there's Meshashuch B'yayin, is what asks. So Rashi Shita is, this is the Giyai de Davar Acher. And we know there was no shikshuch, and therefore it's mutter. Now,
he can move his body.
What?
He can move his body.
He can be shikshuch with his body a little bit.
Yeah.
You're right, because the other Rishonim hold that there was shikshuch, so I can't disagree with you. But that's what Rashi says. Rashi says when you're holding the barrel together, it shouldn't leak. We know there was no shikshuch. Now, this Rashi contradicts the klal that we learned from the Rivash 2 weeks ago. The Rivash said Negia de Davar Acher is only if the wine is there and you bring a Davar Acher and touch the wine. Masha'ein came. If something is touching the wine already, it's a barrel of wine, and the guy touches the barrel, so that we said doesn't answer. The guy touching about it's Negia de Davar Acher. He's touching the barrel, which is touching the wine. If the wine is touching the barrel first, that's not called the guy is touching the wine with the barrel. The Giyai de Davar Acher means is wine. The guy comes with a stick or a straw or anything, and he touches the wine. If the thing is already touching the wine, and the guy touches the other thing, that's not called the Giyai de Davar Acher. If it's in already and he touches it, that's not the Giyai de Davar Acher. Okay, so that the Taz is going to say. So the Taz Chof Aleph is going to ask this kasha. He'll say something like what you're saying. But that's the problem with Rashi Shita.
The problem with
Yayin Mavusho,
according to that,
remember, Yayin Mavusho, you mean? Yeah. If the guy.
Same thing
would ask it, we know it doesn't ask it, right? We know it doesn't ask it. Because we tack in them on. That, like the Rivash, that the only time it asks is if you take something else and touch the wine. And that's the problem with Rashi. Here, the barrel is touching the wine before the yid. So this is the problem with Rashi Shita. We're going to learn Tas Chof Aleph in a couple of minutes. We'll get to it. Okay, so this is Rashi Shita. That's the Gia Davar Acher. I can't drink tea. I'll drink tea. What?
Because
that's called the Yer de Davar Acher.
Okay,
then we'll see. The Taz phrases it a little better. He phrases it that you're bringing the barrel to the wine. Right? That you're actually Makar. So we'll see the Taz in a minute. Anyway, but you have to know that's Rashi Shita. Now, the second Shita in this Gemara, Rashi, as I said, has two problems. Because he's answering. He's calling the Giyai de Davar Acher. That's not like the Rivash. And he's asking B'shtiyah and Matabano, which is not the normal din by the Giyai de Davar Acher. The Rajba, the Ravid Shita, which the Rajba brings, I'll tell you both names. The Taz calls it the Rajba, the Shach mentions the Ravid. The Ravid Shita is a totally different Shita, and it's based on a Nakuda that the Ravid had said earlier. The Ravid Nemzon, that it's not the Giyai de Davar Acher, like the Rivash. The reason that it would become Asr is because it's shikshuch, it's a chash shikshuch, because when you hug the barrel, Rashi says that's not shikshuch. The Rav says it is, there is a chash, the Rabbanan, that maybe he was mishachshech when he hugs the barrel, and somehow also he's mishachshech. Again, I told you many times, it's not clear to me what shikshuch. Shikshuch mu'ed, shikshuch
meruba. Isn't he involved in something? But, he's involved in the salvation.
Okay. So he says that really it's shikshuch. I have it shikshuch weiter. So he says that it's nicker that his kavana is lahatzel, that he's not doing it for kavana l'shachshech. So it's nicker that his kavana is to be matzel, and since it's nicker that his kavana is to be matzel, therefore we don't aser bahanah. Since it's nicker kavanasi lahatzel, so then we don't aser bahanah. If his kavan is a davar acher, it should be mutter legamri. So the Ravid has here a shita by someone who comes lahatzil, and this is the Ravid shita we're going to see soon. The Ravid makes a chilek based on the Gemara if there was a yid standing by or not. The Ravid shita is that when a yid is standing, when there's no yid there, and the guy comes and he's Isaac in being Matzil, so we don't ask about Hanoah. We're not really Chayshish that he was, we say it was Kavanos Elahatzil, and there's no issue. When do we say that when he's Matzil, he'll ask about Hanoah? That is in a case where there's a Yid there. If there's a Yid standing by, it's different. Now, why would you say it's different if a Yid is there? If a yid is there, it's worse. Why? So the Ravid mentions two svaras. First of all, he's not so torrid, lahatzel. He knows if he's not matzliach, the yid will come and help him. He's not so torrid, so you might think of shikshuch. And second of all, if a yid's there, why is the guy saving his wine? So that gives us a bigger chashash that he's gonna be Isaac in shikshuch. There's going to be Isaac and Avodah Zara. That's why he ran over. In other words, when there's nobody there, he's being matzel. That's called torrid. If he's totally torrid, so then we're not going to ask about him. If there's a yin there, that makes it worse. And we ask about him, A, he's not so torrid. And B, why is he saving a Jew's wine? Must be that he has some plan to be make the yid drink wine of Nesach. Now, I have to explain this still, but in the Gemara's case, turns out we have two shitas. It turns out the Gemara says muta asim shtiyah muta banah, but the Ravid is saying that's dafka be'ein sham Yisrael. If there be a yid nearby, then it would be worse, and then it would be aser. It would be aser filu behanor. That's what says Meshita Sarai. What? Not the Meshkiya, just another yid. Yeah, not the Meshkiya. Right. Because of Shikshuk, because of Chashash Shikshuk. We're afraid it was Mishachshech, and that's why. So we normally Shachshech is Asabana, but Fart he's Torah Lahatzil, so it's an in-between case. Now the reason this is important, it's important for its own case, but we had back at Sifyud Dalet, there's a very strange thing. You could save a barrel of wine from being ruined, either it gets a crack, like we're talking now, or it gets a hole. A hole usually is that the hole that was plugging it up, or the barza, comes loose. We had in Sifyud Dalet a case where a barrel got a hole, it sprung a leak, and the guy put his finger in. He put his finger in. We said everything in the barrel is asa b'hanor, because he was mishachshich inside. The Ravid there said it's dafka b'yesham Yisrael. Says there's a yid there, so he's not torrid, and why is he doing it if the yid could save it? Must be he has this plan to be mishashach the yid's wine. The goyim were into this kind of stuff, and they mishashach the guy's wine, and that's what they did. So they stuck it in, and he was mishashach. So the Ravid is coming to compare it to Sif Yudalit. In Yudalit, it's Osir even Bahana. That's B'Yesham Yisrael. That was Gemara's case. There was Yid standing nearby. In our Sif, it's talking Ein Sham Yisrael. So even though it's a Chashash Shishuch Midrabanan, we don't ask about no because we don't have this Cheshbin that the Yid's there and it helps him from being Torah, etc. So it comes out in Nafkamina between Rashi and the Ravid. If there's a Yid standing there. According to the Ravid, it's a Chumrah. That if a Yid is standing there, in Asif, it's also going to be Asa Bahanah. Because the Ravid says the only reason when he hugs the barrel, it's Mutta Bahanah, is because he's Torah. And the Ravid said, if there would be a Yid there, he wouldn't be so Torah. So therefore, it turns out like the Ravid, if there's a Yid there, it's worse. As I come to this. So this is the Hakdama to the Sif. Let's learn it. We'll see Shach and Taz talk about it.
The level of Sirdah, he's free to do it. Here he's holding a whole thing. He's holding a whole
thing. The Matiyah, listen, you looked already at it.
I did not, but I didn't know. Okay. Not in this guild.
I felt very good. I was nervous one of my children would oversleep a Shana Rabbah morning and bring me, I stayed up here and he was supposed to bring the Shanas. So he told me the last time I overslept an alarm clock was in a previous Gilgal. So okay, he has my father's blood in him, you know. But okay, anyway, let's learn Sif Chav Beis. It's a Gemara, and we need Rashi and the Ravid. Tup Shat. Chav is a nistika la'arka. A chav is that got a crack to its length. The length here means up to down, which is the long way of a barrel stands. V'kadamai v'kechav in v'chavka. And the guy ran over and he's hugging the barrel. K'desh lo yisparadu macharosim, or it's cheres. But so it shouldn't separate. Ha-reizeh muta b'hano. It's muta b'hano. Avol. In nistiga l'rachba, v'nasa yadei alev ishbira le'a. If it's split in the width, he put his hand on top of it and put weight on it. Ad shahodka umana yitzias hayayin. Muta b'shtiyah. That's even what the Mishnah Mishum Dloy have in the Gaya. V'deichik yayin achavis. Elamaisa levena. This which he's pressing the top of the barrel. Maisa levena ba'al maka avid. He's acting like a brick. Shariuk levena on the surah pi achavis. Amach bidasa. Because it's like a brick on top of a barrel. It's not a chosh of a maisa. B'chavis shalaitz. Sheesh l'chashukim. Circulus balaz. If you have a chavish shel eitz, which has the metal rings around it, circulus balaz, I noticed, and maybe somebody knows something about this, every balaz for a S sound always uses a sin. Every balaz in Rashi, there are words that we recognize, and Rashi always uses a sin. The Boner Bali Taisvis, what's it, Re Meorleans? Meorleans is spelled with a sin. Never a samach. I'm not sure it's a mysterious thing to me. It happened to be, for some reason in the summer, I found a sefer on balazes in Rashi. So I've been looking at it, and I noticed that every S sound is a sin, not an S. I don't know. Somebody who knows French told me, is this correct, that in French there's no sh sound? A sin could only be ch, but not sh. A sh, it is a sh sound. So then I don't know why. I don't know why. Anyway, that's an aside. What? Litvishulsa. Litvishulsa, okay. Anyway, if you have a wooden barrel that has rings around it, gam kishanistika la'arka. Also, when it got a crack in the length, if it has rings, so it's not a chosh of a mice that's holding it together, it stays together more or less, and it's mutter. Okay, so this is the halacha based on the Gemara. Now, first is the shach is shorter. We'll do the shach first and then the taz. Shach nun ches. Harei zemot tabahana. Kosev eterezah. B'sivcha gimel. Hocha filu yesham Yisrael shari bahana. If I hadn't told you the Ravid, you wouldn't know what's going on here. He says the Lavush, the Terezah writes, B'sivcha gimel. Hocha filu yesham Yisrael shari bahana. Even if he is standing by, it's also mutabahana. It's not true. What's going on here? The Terezov says there's no difference. There's a Yidir or not. Saktashach, what are you talking about? The Ravid, the Rashba, and apparently the Rush too, say, what are you talking about? They say that the whole reason it's Mutabana is because Ein Sham Yisrael. So he's Torah. There's no Yid. So he's Torah. There's a Yid. He's not so Torah. And then, Chayshish that he was Mishach Shech. So the Shach says that the Terezov is wrong. The Halach is like the Ravid. We're going to see soon the Chav Gimel, the Ramah Paschal is like the Ravid. And therefore, the Din's like the Ravid. And the Terezov is wrong. As always, look to Shach. The Mati Yainasin first explains the Shach and then answers the Terezov. The Mati Yainasin on the side. Chavish and Istakul Arka. Ayishas of Kotnul Ches Mashkos B'Shem HaTerezov. Doch Afili Yesham Yisrael Mutabanai and Sham Yesha Tumayel HaChayra. Now he explains the Ravid. It sounds like the Mati Yainasin knew that you're not going to know what the Shach is talking about. So he's Marich a little to explain the Shach's Kasha. What forced the Ravid to say a teretz that there's a difference of a yid is there or not? Hainul teretz ma bein zeh, which is mutabana, like chavis dishkol barza to asabana, to chavis they got a hold the barza came out and it's asabana v'acham muta l'kach hukruch leima. Lagabe chavisa dishtakel barza. In the case of the hole where the valve came out, Mayri shal yisham Yisrael. The Gemara beferish is talking. There was a yid there. Came lefi divrei aterazov. So that's why over there it's asabana. Came lefi divrei aterazov. The kana filo hayisham Yisrael nami muta. Kusus arriving b'mekay maymedes. Maishtahacha. Ve'efsher the lezek even ashach. I don't know what he means ve'efsher. Certainly, lezek even hashach. But mashakasav alav the loy nihiro because we're going to be arrived. V'kivin lemashakasavti. So he's explaining the kasha on that terezov that the whole rivid is to say a chilek if there's a yid or not a yid. How can the terezov say there's no chilek? Omnav yesh litchais. Now the matyanis comes to answer the terezov. The vade ikalafugei bein halcha lachavis the shtikol barzaminei linyan atzala. We can make a chilek. Let's take a chilek. Bishlam a chavis shenifka. When a chavis gets a crack from top to bottom, bo lahatzel miyad. Every minute counts. Every second counts. Right? Because if it gets a crack, everything's spilling out in one shot. Shapi amrina doivik chavim tar lahatzel afili ika Yisrael. So there, the guy rushes, even if there's a yid there. Bishlam dim yisacher rega yishbukalayayin loretz. If he waits a minute, it's all going to go. So there's a yid a step behind him. That step behind him doesn't help him. Avagabi ishkol barza. But when the faucet came out, with just a hole, im yisrael oim itsham, leketir de klav atzala. What's the big tirda to save it? Keep in the bahayz man porto loyafsid ramiyut. Only a cup of wine will come out. How much wine will come out of the hole? V'leka kantir de klav. Avali leka klav yisrael vade de leka chilek. If there's no yid standing there, even if there's a hole, there's no chilek. So he says a crack down the middle, even if there's a yid there, ever you're going to lose everything. It's like a hole when there's no yid there. The Ravid said, if you're going to say it's us, even if there's no yid, im ken yiksha maishna hacha maishna chavisa depaka damir sham diketer de datzala. If you're going to say that there's no yid, so then what's the difference in a cracked barrel and a hole? Avodik Hashem Yisrael shafika lefuge binachal ishkol barza. If there's no yid there, the Ravid's right. There's no difference because everything will be lost. So he's tarred. But when there is a yid there, there's still a difference. So that's how the Mati Yenison answers. So clearly they're all dealing with the Ravid Shita, which is the Halacha. And turns out, so we have Yamachlaikis La Halacha, between the Levush and the Mati Yenison on the one side, and the Shach on the other side. What you would do if there is a yid there, if you still hold it, it's asabado. So that's this case of a crack in a barrel of wine. So this is all the Ravid Shita, the way we paskin, relatively easy. The what about Rashi Shita?
What's the difference? So if it has a ring on the barrel, what's the difference?
So if it has a ring, it seems, well, according to this, it would be very good, because it probably leaks out slowly, you mean. And there, we said, if there's a ring, well, really, the ring kula is that it's also a Maisa Levena Ba'alma. The ring holds it together, and it's also just a Maisa Levena. Then we said, it's Mutter B'shtiyah. Right, this Raiv is Mechalti Nisa Hanoah and Heta Hanoah. Right? But it's always also B'shtiyah. Though it seems like when there's a ring, it's also a Maisa Levena, you're just tightening it or something. It's so it's a Maisa Levena. You get the ring to be tighter. Very good. Okay. That's good. But there's an important halacha in Kuf Chaf Aleph about rings around the barrel. There, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you know that wooden kelim are potter from Tevilas Kelim, only metal and glass. There's a halacha that a maimid, a metal that's a maimid, is mechayiv. Even wood, even something that's potter from tefillah, in tefillah. It says when you have a wooden barrel and you have metal rings around, the metal rings don't touch the food. It, since it's a maimid, it holds it together. So the mechaber shita is einaita on tefillah, and the shas shita is yeshatayv leibulay bracha. Someone called Chalmayid with a shaila. He had a strainer. I never heard of such a strainer. He said the strainer is a metal strainer that's plastic coated. So the metal is embedded in the plastic. So it's a strainer. The only plastic touches the food, but I guess the metal gives it the shape. And they probably dipped it in plastic somehow and got the plastic. He asked me if it needs tefillah. So I told him it does, because the metal is the maimed. It's what gives it its form, what gives it its shape. So even though the food doesn't touch the metal, it's the same thing as the barrel. What?
No bracha.
No bracha, right.
What happens is the plastic peels a little bit. Like we have that with the
Teflon. Yeah, if the plastic peels, it becomes a problem. So you have to tell it again. Yeah, if the plastic peels, we talked about this, it's a very, someone has a Teflon kli. So the food touches plastic. So you tell the kli, because it's a maimed without a bracha. So then what happens? The Teflon starts to peel. Right? Anybody, if you have a Teflon kli and your wife left a cutlet there, don't take a knife and cut it in the Teflon kli. Because that's how the Teflon things become regular. So then it cuts the plastic. So, Chacham Kabbalah Sayyid, right? So it starts to peel. It becomes a peledika problem. When it peels, according to the Mechaber, it doesn't hold a maimed. It was potter from tefillah. Once a little bit peels, that metal is chayiv in tefillah. You have to go tevel it. Next day it peels a little more. How does it work? You have to keep on tevelling it.
But you're making the kli.
The
kli is already there.
Maybe the yid is making the kli.
That's made the kli. It's not like a jar. It's not like the coffee jar that you think of.
That was,
they had no intention for that to be a
kli. Yeah. The kli was supposed to be, it's hard to imagine. Yeah. Yeah, but like the mechaber who doesn't hold maimed, it's got to.
Once some metal becomes exposed, so according to the mechaber, you have to table the keli. Once you have tefillah, it's a tefillah on the keli. So even if work gets exposed, but when you say this keli over the tefillah, even though the amount of exposure increases.
What would be if I have a metal kli and then I add more metal to it? I don't have to table it. Not I, a guy. A guy is, let's say I have a small pan. I give it to a guy, Sha'uma, and he makes a big pan out of it. It's Mikhail and Tefillah. I think so. Miutai. Teflon is certainly Mac, but you want it to be.
I want it to be,
not Mac, but you don't want to get rid of it.
Yeah, why does the outside
help from the inside.
Maybe you're right.
The outside should
help. The outside, if you have a chatzitza, it wouldn't be good. He's tidy, that's not a chatzitza because you want it there. So if you want it there, maybe it should be a chatzitza. Okay, anyway, that's Sifchav Bey. Oh, we didn't do the Taz. So the Taz deals with Rashi Shita. Now, it's very strange because we don't really paskin like Rashi. You should know a klal in Yeridaya. The Taz was not written purely as a pirish on the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz was written as a pirish on the Tur as well. Very often you'll have a Taz, one of the most memorable places in Yeridaya Siman Sadi Gimel. There's a very short sim in the Shulchan Aruch. There are three gigantic Tazim that explain three Shitas Rishayim. Two out of three only brought in the Torah. In general, the Taz's derech was to explain the Shitas Rishayim. The Shach's derech was to be Pesach La'alocha. Here, this Taz, Chaf Aleph, deals with Rashi Shita. Let's see, even though it's not Ladina. But he asked the Kasha, Taz, I mean, Chaf Beis. Harry said, Mutabana. The chavis got a crack. The guy hugged it. Mutabana, Mishdi Asa. The Havalei Maga, if it chav my day davar acher. Then it shoich is a yayin, how they bischatsoy a chavis, show him a spark in lulay of it chav. He's hugging the barrel, the wine, through the two hifts of the barrel. Vein lahakshoys. In kei neima, but again, the kli bebuchutz yaser, ye yaser, the Havalei Nigei b'yayin, ay day davne akli. This is the kasha. We learned the Rivash. The Rivash said that if a guy touches a bottle of wine from the outside, doesn't answer. That's not called the Giyai Dei Dover Acher. Because the barrel touched the wine before the guy came. But according to Rashi, even if you touch the barrel that was touching the wine before the guy came, it's the Giyai Dei Dover Acher. And for the Taz L'Kosha Midi, the Kli Sholeim L'Shech Negeah, the chol negeya de davar acher haynu she negeya maybe davar acher b'shas negeya liayin. That's our rule. Negeya davar acher is that the guy brought the davar acher to come and to touch the wine with it. Mashake b'kli shalein hakli ukvar yayin b'saychay ein lezeh shum negeya b'yayin. That's that call that is negeya b'yayin. Aval hacha shachavis nistak, here where the chavis became cracked, v'hava kilu nisrachik min hayayin. And now the barrel got distance from the wine in this Arami menu and started to pour out of it. Shari hoya misparek, the barrel would fall apart. Lulei achizasai. A kain shapir who may be a dover acher. He's bringing the two halves of the barrel together. So he's bringing the dover acher. And therefore that's called negiyah de dover acher. Vein lahakshiz ma depar up a gemara daf nun ches. Vonoga benatla, shvami zakir negiyah de dover acher. He's touching a natla. According to the Havamin of the Gemara, a natla is a ladle. But the maskana, a natla, is a type of straw that's in the barrel. So Gemara says, so he's saying, if you touch the natla was there anyway. Shmoyin zekari negiyah dei davar acher b'shamidi. Mishamachi pirish rashi sham, do yisaket aitach, sheshoyev b'kli, sheshmoyin natla min achavis. At that point, the Gemara thought a natla is a ladle. Nimzagam b'zeh, havai negiyah mevias, a davar acher liyayin. Period. Why here is a mutter ba'ana? If he's touching an ayde davar acher, that's all siyayim echavin. Period. So till now he's explaining Rashi. At the end, the Taz says, "Umay rikam bein sham Yisrael lahatzul k'mas yisbar b'saloch chem b'siyas b'shem erajba." It's a little mishmash here. Explain Rashi till now. The last line he says like the Shach. He says this is talking that there's no yid lahatzul. If there would be a yid, then we'd have the Ravid Schumra. The Rashman, the Ravid, said if there's a Yid, then the guy is not Torah. So it comes out that Taz holds like the Shach, that this is talking about in Sham Yisrael, not like the Lavush. And in Mela, this is the Halach. So it sounds like the Halach is like the Ravid, and Davka Be'in Sham Yisrael, Mashen can be Yesh Sham Yisrael. Tzatzichov Beis, saving a wine if the barrel is about to crack. In the 21st century, first of all, we don't have barrels. So if barrels crack, we just let the wine spill. We don't bother saving anything. Get yourself wet. You know, we get themselves wet just for $10, right? So nowadays we don't save anything. But anyway, this is the halacha. Sivchav Gimel. Yeah, if you have $100. Not all of us have the 20s. I siv chav gimel. Here it is something strange. I don't know the answer. There are two sifim in Shulchan Aruch about a hole in a barrel. Chav Beis was a crack in a barrel. What about a hole in a barrel? A hole in a barrel, you could save the wine two ways. Stick your finger in the hole, or put your finger against the hole. I guess if you stick your finger in the hole, it's a firmer seal. You could put your hand against the hole. The two sifim, I don't know why. One is sif yudalit, and one is sif chav gimel. Now, one would be a Gemara, one would be a Rishon, would be one thing. They both come from the Gemara in the same sugya. So I don't know why the Mechaber split it between sif yudalit and sif chav gimel. What am I going to do? In sif yudalit, you stuck your finger in. We said it's osa bahanah. Why is it osa bahanah? We're afraid it was mishashu. Zakta raivit. It's talking that there's a yid standing nearby. He's not so torrid. So he's thinking about shikshuch. So Mela, everything in the barrel is asa b'hanah. Above your finger, below the finger, it doesn't matter. You put your finger in and wiggle your finger. Everything inside is asa. Here, he put his hand against the outside of the barrel. Let's see what it says. Good. Let's see. Sif chav gimel. Chav is shahaya nekev b'tzida. A chavis that had a hole in its side, v'nishman ha'pkak me'anekev, and whatever was stuffing up the hole slipped out. V'niach oyde kechavim yadoi b'mokim ha'nekev, and the guy put his hand in the place of the hole to cover up the hole. Kidei shelo yetzei hayayin, so the wine shouldn't go out, but he didn't stick his finger in. He's putting his hand holding up the wine. Whatever's above the hole, he's holding it up. He's holding up everything above the hole. So that's all. The guy is holding it. Kaychay is awesome. Whatever's from the nekev and down is muta bahana. There's no problem. It's also b'shtiyah because of nitzuk. We once had that if it's connected through a flow, this is better than a flow. To what's above it, it's also b'shtia. So it comes as a difference. If he sticks his finger in, he did shich shuch, everything's also b'hanah. If he put his hand on the outside, whatever's above his hand is all kaychai, he's holding it up with his hand, that's all aser. Whatever's from his hand and below, that is all mutter.
How do you separate so, liquid?
What?
How do you separate liquid?
How do you separate above the hole and below the hole? Yeah, the question is, does the liquid constantly mix? We had it once. I'll tell you when we spoke about this. There's a tremendous machlokes in mikvahs about the bayrais. The old bayrais was side by side. The chashish is that the water mixes, right? The Ravid said nothing sav and nothing sav is a problem. When we spoke about, we went to visit the mikveh. So remember, we saw there were two bayris. One was a bar agabe bar, and one was a bar etzel habar on the side. The old mikvahs had a bar next to a bar. A bar next to a bar. What was the problem? You have a mikveh and you have the bar megashamim. So the problem is, do you leave the hole open or closed during tefillah? Now, if you close the hole, you yaitze tefillah, but there's a chumrah to leave it open. So if you yaitze a chumrah, leave it open. But if you leave it open, you have a problem with the ravid. The ravid holds, not asav and not asav. If you have a bar make a shaman, and you put in mayim shuvim, and you take out a shaman, put in and take out, adrubai, that it becomes asr. You leave the hole open, the water changes places. So there are two chumras, it's hard to be yaitze both chumras. One chumrah is to leave it open dafka during tefillah. The shach brings such a chumrah, it's a zaytzeker adin. Things are ben yeruchim. And then there's a ravid's chumrah, you can't do both chumrahs, so what do you do? So in Europe, they didn't do both chumrahs. They did one chumrah, and they didn't keep both chumrahs, and the some sefer writes, and the Lashon is quoted by everybody, that you don't have to worry about notel sav and notel sav. Lashon is, I was born from such a mikveh. That's the Lashon he writes. In Pressburg, or wherever he was born, I don't know where he was born. That's the only mikveh they had was a bar and the hole was open, and don't worry about the ragged sheet. So that's a tremendous chizuk, a limud zchus. But, you know, it became a mixture of the galus in America. So they want to be Yitzhak al Hashitas. So they started making two bayrus. One where the hole is open, one where the hole is closed. They open it for a second, they close it and shine. So chumra gabi chumra, what they do today, is they make a bar al gabi bar. Because you have two bayrus. Even the bar that you open and close all the time, eventually water could mix. They make a bar al gabi bar. And the logic is that the top bar, side by side, water mixes all the time. But top and bottom, it doesn't mix so much. They have a floor with a small nekev. And top and bottom, the nature is that it doesn't mix as much as it mixes side by side. That's the svara of a top and bottom bar. Chabad has different mikvahs than the rest of Klal Yisrael. They have the bar under the mikvah. You go to any mikvah, you see on the side, there are stoppers to the bar. If you go to Chabad's mikvah, the stopper is in the bottom. They build, because they hold very stark of this idea of bar al gabi bar. So they are mahadir that they don't even put the bar on the side, they put it on bottom. And they pull the stopper, and they seal it again. And that's the way they have their mikvahs. It's lo yaya lo yazik, it's not. So there's a big controversy over whether there's such an idea that water top and bottom don't mix. Now you and I would say, let's do experiments and figure it out. The Paiskim would talk about it, don't do experiments. They bring rayas from Shas, they bring rayas from Gemaris, they bring rayas from all over the place, that whether water mixes or not. One of the rayas that that top and bottom do not mix by themselves, unless you mix it, is from here. Chavishai Nekabitzida. That we say the top wine is the top wine, bottom wine is the bottom wine. Nitzuk is a shal, nitzuk chibur. But we don't assume that that there's a mixture of the wine. This is one of those, one of the rayas. It's, as I said, a very controversial innovation. And well, most of our mikvahs have all the chumras. The bar agabi bar plus bar etzel bar plus two bayrus etzel bayrus. The mikvahs that we see have three bayrus, one on top of the other and next to a
nosher
mikvahs. Yeah. What? Ramesh has a tshuva. He says you have to base it on rayas from Shas. And gradually Ramesh goes the other way. He also have no such Kabbalah that it mixes any less than side by side. How he deals with this, I don't remember. I'll tell you, Mitzias, in Camp Tarvadas, once upon a time, today I think it's still a camp, it's a stolen camp, I think, there was a bar agabi bar, and at some point they cleaned it out, I don't remember why, and the top bar had become dirty, and they pumped it out, and the bottom bar was crystal clear, it didn't mix. The Mitzias is it didn't mix. So whatever you're going to say, I know for Moise Mais, this goes back to 1981, 82. I was there one time. It may not mix also. In that particular case, it had become dirty. I don't know why it became dirty, but they... What?
It may not be a shock.
A shock is the touching, not the mixing.
Right, but it's true touching.
Yeah, rather they do another chumra. Because there's a Mishnah in the Kvais that if you have a floor that would collapse if someone stands on it, that it's not called the floor. So they do both. They use a plexiglass. But it can't hold the weight. It's supposed to be made. It can't hold the weight of a person. And plus it has a nekiv of two etzbais. Again, Lubavitch has a chumra. They make... The Gemara says two etzbais. So we, to play it safe, make it three etzbais. It should be two loose, so we make it three. Babich makes it four etzbais. Again, they missed them. They have makar for everything they do. But I don't know what the makar is.
But
the din the Gemara is a mashu. Din the Gemara. We're not knowing that way, Bisman Azeh. Apparently. Now, I mentioned about the plexiglass. If you ever drop a fork or a spoon into a bar, you know, sometimes you tivel in the bar instead of in the mikveh, you drop it in, you want to jump in, you get undressed and jump in to get it out, be careful, the floor may not hold your weight. Because if it's a bar agabe bar, the plexiglass that's there may not hold you. If you want to see it, you go to ShopSmart, has a mikveh, Kela mikveh. Or even if you go to the Sephardi mikveh, it's the same. There, it's not a mikveh that has all the chumras. It just has, I don't know if it has a sidebar. I know Shabsmar does not have a sidebar. Just the top bar and the bottom bar. The bottom bar is mega shamim. There's a plexiglass with a hole. And then on top is the rainwater. Is the Mayim Shuvim. And it's a shaka, and that's how they title it. If they have to change the water, they change the top water. So, and you can see it's made with an indentation on the side.
You have jumped into the Shabsmar.
I don't think you'll have to. It's not so deep that you will. I don't think you should get undressed there either.
You
know? You'll ruin the bar. If you collapse it, you'll ruin the bar. Well, at that moment, you won't ruin it, because if you add Shuvim to Mem Sa, it's not a problem. It's only Nuttel V'Nassan, only if you take it. Okay, anyway, getting back to Sif Chav Gimel. So here it says in the Gemara that it's Muta Ba'anava Asa B'Shtiya, not like when you stick your finger in. Now, 1 minute. So here, we had one kasha I answered. Why Sif Yudalit, it's Asa Ba'anava? Here it's not. So he said, you're stuck in your finger, you're Mishashach. So the whole thing is Asa Ba'anava. Here now. 1 minute. What about the old kasha? He's Torah L'Hatzel. We said if a guy is torid b'malachtai, he's not. He doesn't ask a wine. So I hear he's torid b'malachtai. So the Ramah brings on the next side. First he brings v'yimkar hakoyel chutz min meyayin osa ba'anah. How are you going to sell this barrel? The top wine osa ba'anah, bottom wine muta ba'anah. You sell it for the price of the meyayin osa ba'anah. V'davka shahayisham Yisrael. Who's he quoting now? V'davka shahay Yisham Yisrael ahatzalayayin ubay v'kchavim v'tzilay. Davka, that there was a guy there to save the wine, a year to save the wine, and the guy saved it. Avil loyay kan Yisrael ahatzal ubay v'kchavim latzilay. Like gara mimadaday biyaday, it's no worse than when he measures even with his hand. Me'achdav amlachte yuaisik v'akoyel mutabana, and it's all mutabana b'siyaisim b'shem arashba v'arayvid gavaldik. So we have here the Ramah passing like the Ravid. He's saying, b'shem the Ravid, that it depends if a Yid is standing there. If a Yid is standing there, if a Yid is not standing, if a Yid is standing there, he's not Torud, so he answers. If a Yid is standing there, he's Torud, so then we say, Malachta yu Isaac, v'ko mutabahano. And we say, when he's Isaac but Malachtai, and he touches it with his hand, still negiya sakum, it's also b'shtiya, but it's mutabahano. He put his hand on the hole. Or he's stuck in a barza, a faucet on the side that doesn't go into the wine. It's just a surface, a faucet. If you stuck your finger in, or a long barza, that means he's negia de davarach into the wine. Kavan is buyer. It was already explained. Sif yadalid the kulayasa bahana. That everything is asa b'hanah. So this is Sif Yudalit. Even if there's a Yid there, because we say, when there's a Yid there, especially if there's a Yid there, if there's a Yid there, then we're asa b'hanah, because we say he's not so torrid, and he's dafka mechavan l'shachshach. So this is a relatively easy comparison to what we had in Sif Yudalit. Yeah. That's a kula or a chumra in your case. It's a kula. You're right. It will come out of kula if a yid is there, but for whatever reason you couldn't be matzal without the yid, you couldn't save it without the yid, you couldn't save it without the guy. So the yid being there doesn't matter. The guy is vayta torah. The guy has to know that you couldn't save it without him. So that'll turn out to be a kula. So from the lumdus of the rive, it comes out of kula. When do we ask Sabahana? Only in a case where the guy knows I can rely on the yid. If for some reason he can't rely on the yid, let's say Leilena with a yid in a wheelchair or somebody who couldn't do hatzala, then it would turn out a kula, because then the guy is torrent. So what you're saying is the basis for the Yad Ephraim. Look at the Yad Ephraim on the side. It's a different case, but it's the same idea. The Yad Ephraim, lo yahaya kan Yisrael. Ayin ber heitiv, shachus par meiris, Yisrael, shesachar oivik hachavim lahaytzi chavis gedelis ben amartiv. A guy a yid hired a guy to schlep his barrels out of his wine cellar. Loishivam al hagalos. Okay, so you got the case. The guy is taking these gigantic barrels that have to be taken out of the basement, put onto wagons. Not easy to pick up a wine barrel. The experts, they know how to roll the barrels up onto the wagon. The era, and the following is what took place. The era, and it occurred, Bishas Gilgal, while they were rolling it, then an accident, while they're rolling the barrel, somehow the stopper came off, and the wine started to pour out of the barrel. So what do you do when you put it sideways, the top, it's pouring out. So you got a bunch of goyim to stand it upright so that it shouldn't spill out. And there was a yid watching, you know, the Jew was the manager, and the goyim were rolling the barrels, and he watched it. So what should be the din? Well, if a yid is oimid sham, so we say it assers. That's the Ravid's rule. A yid is oimid sham, it assers. V'hoira lahatir. He said it's mutabana. Why? Can you think of it? Why? Because here, the guy is tarred. He did it. When there's a yid there, the guy's not tarred. He won't save it. The yid will save it. Here, he caused the hafsid. The double of the tasa b'chufchafei. Yisraelim ain't lam shaychis. Shayna b'kim b'malacha. First, they don't know how to transport the barrels. The guy is afraid; they don't want to have to pay. We're not going to pay them. The din of the Shulchan Aruch is it's only mutabana. The din of the darga is what a filibishtia. A filishleim avokah has a meruba. So you have to know the svara to the ravid. The ravid said if there's a yid, the guy is not so tarud. And therefore, the guy's not so torrid, and that's why it's usher, because the guy's not so torrid, so it's not filled about not. But she ain't care where the guy is torrid, because it was his fault. So then it's different. Now, the reason this is such a big page is there's a tshuva in the Taz. The tshuva with Nishalti in the middle of the Taz. We'll leave that for next week. Let's just do the end of the Mechaber. Vimu be'inyin she'ilu lo'yin yechai v'kchavim yadei ala nekev ha'yoyotze kol ha'yayin. If it's in a place where if the guy had not put his hand on the holder, why would it spilled out? They make a siphon. You know, when you start a siphon, you suck a little bit. And if the siphon is low enough, you get all the wine out. Now, here we have an interesting shaila. If the guy puts his hand on the hole, he's holding up all the wine that would have spilled out. What's the din if a guy puts his finger on the edge of the siphon? And if his finger wasn't there, everything from the barrel would come out. But it's not really all above his finger, in the sense. His finger is a siphon that leads into the barrel, and it's a barrel. So the question is, how do you judge this case? So he says the following. If he put his finger at the mouth of the siphon, and he stopped the wine from going out, he's holding up everything. So since he's holding up everything, it's all kaychai, it's all asa bahana. It means the mitzitza was done already. The siphoning is happening already. And the guy puts his finger there. Anytime the guy is holding up everything, so it's all asabahana. If the guy only touched the flow, let's say the wine is coming out, someone opens the faucet, wine is coming out. He touches the flow. Hayayin bikiluach. Hayayin shaymid b'marzav. the wine that's holding it, that's in this siphon that's coming out, and he touches his hand in the flow, asam shem nitzuk. So we have to remember the rule of nitzuk. Nitzuk chibur means that there's a flow, you touch something, everything up the flow is asur. V'chola yayin ha'acher shebesoich ha'kankan. Have a nitzuk bar nitzuk, umutafishtia. Here we have a cooler. When you have water flowing out of a siphon, if the guy holds it all up, it's all kaychay, it's all asur. But if he touches the flow, everything in the siphon is considered a nitzuk, and then everything in the barrel that's attached to the siphon, that didn't go into the siphon yet, that's nitzuk bar nitzuk, and that is not asur. Nitzuk bar nitzuk, mutafishtia. That's what it says here. He's not stopping the flow. It's just coming out and it's touching. So here already, the gather of Nitzuk by Nitzuk is a little difficult. We had it once before. In Kuf Chav Gimel last year, we had the case of the wine press. So on top you have the grapes with a press. And you have the, what I call the sliding pot, where the wine rolls down. And you have the gas, the bar where the wine collects. So we said that until it starts flowing, it doesn't have a din of yayin. We had a case as follows, remember? We had a case where somebody puts a basket on the sliding area so that when the wine runs, it should catch the sediment. So we said, if a guy touches the wine in the flow, if there's no basket, a guy touches the wine in the flow, it's all asur. Because once from the gas it started to flow, it all has a din yayin. Even what's still in the grapes. But there was a case as follows. It said, if you have the basket, if the hole is not on the bottom, because normally if you want to make a drain that's going to collect sediment, you don't make the hole on the bottom. You're going to have to unplug it every 2 minutes because it collects the sediment. You make a bottom, and then you make on the side a place for the wine to flow out on the sides. We said when the wine is coming down and it flows out the sides of this basket, if a guy touches the wine that's flowing down, everything up to the basket is nitzuk. But what's above the basket is nitzuk by nitzuk. If this is one flow, and that's another flow. It said if there was a hole in the bottom of the basket, it's all one big nitzuk. But since the holes were on the side, nitzuk by nitzuk. So it seems that there's this geder that whatever, how do you say it, whatever people, because there's also one flow. It's just a flow that's diverted. So whatever people call one flow, that's a nitzuk and that's asur. Nitzuk, bar nitzuk, something that's a flow that's connected to a flow, that's different, and that is mutter. So we have the kula of nitzuk by nitzuk. I can't think of many cases where it comes up. And again, the ikur that we learned today is this ravid shita. The difference of a yid is there or is not there. And you remind me next week, we'll return two things. We have a tshuva of the Taz, a tshuva samizrahi. I forgot to speak out. The Mizrahi's tshuva in the Shach. So we have two tshuvas. We have to do tshuva next week in the session.